From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Officials in Texas confirm oil from the BP spill is now for the first time hitting the state's beaches. Tar balls have washed up on the shores of Galveston, but Mayor Joe Jaworski says the water is still safe for the public to enjoy.
This is the good news. The system is working the way it should work. The water looks great today. Galveston County Health Office has issued a positive, the water's great. Absolutely no bacteria, no ill effects in the water.
Today's finding means the coastal area affected by the spill stretches 550 miles from Texas to the Florida Panhandle. BP, meanwhile, says its cost of cleaning up the massive spill rose by $500 million over the past week. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports the company now puts the tab at $3 billion.
The $3 billion in cleanup costs so far does not include the $20 billion fund BP agreed to set up to pay damages to businessmen and fishermen along the Gulf Coast. BP says two containment systems continue to collect oil and gas, and work on two relief wells continues. BP says more than 44,000 people, 6,600 vessels, and 100 aircraft are involved in the response. While cleanup costs skyrocket, bad weather and high seas have prevented skimmers from operating in the Gulf waters off the coasts of Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. Tourists have stayed away from the beaches as hundreds of workers clean them up. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, New Orleans.
Arizona Senator John McCain is warning of tough fighting ahead in Afghanistan, and he says winning the fight against the Taliban in Kandahar is crucial.
I am convinced we can succeed and will succeed, and Kandahar is obviously the key area, and if we succeed there, we will succeed in the rest of this struggle.
McCain, the ranking Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee, is in Kabul. An intense heat wave is gripping much of the country today, with temperatures soaring into the high 90s and higher in much of the east. From New York City, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports the heat there isn't expected to ease until Wednesday.
New Yorkers headed to the pools and the beaches if they could, and the city opened public buildings for those who lack air conditioning. But the sun was strong, and the temperature had climbed nearly to 100 by mid-afternoon. Victor Fuentes was sitting in the shade outside the supermarket where he works.
Oh, man, this is torture. This is torture. The heat alone keeps you in a bad mood. New York City, here we come.
Because of the holiday, most offices were shut down, but the heat is expected to be equally bad, if not worse, on Tuesday, and city officials were urging residents to conserve power by keeping their air conditioners at 78, lowering blinds, and turning off non-essential appliances. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR News in Washington. Romania's defense ministry says at least 10 people are dead after a military plane crashed near the Black Sea. The aircraft was heading for a parachute training exercise and went down shortly after takeoff. Queen Elizabeth II is preparing to visit New York City tomorrow. She's due to address the UN General Assembly and visit Ground Zero. Meanwhile, Buckingham Palace has been doing its annual accounts. NPR's Rob Gifford reports the palace says the cost of supporting the British royal family has gone down to less than a dollar a year for every British person.
Offering value for money was not something that British royalty had to worry about before King Charles I lost his head in 1649. Even into the 20th century, the royal family spent freely. But a new atmosphere of accountability, if not exactly frugality, has taken hold among British royals even before the recent tough times. Since the financial crisis hit, there have been even more efforts to rein in spending. And the keeper of the Privy Purse, who oversees royal accounts, Sir Alan Reid, said today that the royal household is acutely aware of the difficult economic climate. It reduced expenditure by 2.5% in real terms last year, he said, with a freeze on employment in royal palaces and a reduction in money spent on architectural upkeep. The total cost of keeping the monarchy last year was about $55 million. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
Authorities in Iceland have exhumed the body of American chess champion Bobby Fischer to collect DNA evidence for a paternity suit. Fischer died in Iceland more than 2 years ago at age 64. A Filipino woman says Fischer's the father of her 9-year-old daughter. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.